Welcome to the River of Calms Beyond the Music podcast. I'm your host, Ed Basil, and the River of Calm is music to soothe your soul. And our Beyond the Music podcast gives you a closer look at the artists who are on the River of Calm. And today in the studio, we have music therapist, guitarist, and Billboard Top 10 recording artist, Ryan Judd. Ryan, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Ed.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We're thrilled to have you and our audience, you know, and our community here at the River of Calm will want to know, you know, your background and, you know, your music therapy, and you've got a new release out. So let's start it off with, first off, just to get back to the basics, Ryan, how did you get started in music?
Yeah, I was a late bloomer, man. It was so interesting. Like, my parents rarely listened to music. Mm-hmm. No one was really that musical in my family. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was a bit of, you know, more into the athletics and stuff growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, noodled around with a friend's guitar during high school, you know, playing like mm-hmm. Iron Man and Smoke yes. on the Water, you know.
Oh, yes, those power chords, absolutely.
Yeah. The easiest, yeah. simplest little riffs. Mm-hmm. And then got into college, again, noodled around on the guitar, but didn't take it seriously. And mm-hmm. then I was at a friend's house and he put on this video of Michael Hedges playing at Red Rocks. And it was one of those really profound moments where it was a very deep, deep experience I had in that moment, something that I knew it would shift the course of my life. And ever mm-hmm. since that moment, that's when I dedicated myself to really learning the instrument and learning to compose and create. And wow. it was at that moment, that was the turning point where I'm like, okay, man, you got to take this seriously. But man, at that time I was like 21 years old, 22 years old.
Wow.
Totally. So I just, but it was cool because I felt like, oh dude, you got some catching up to do, man. So let's not mess around. Let's be disciplined. Mm-hmm. Let's find the right teacher. That was huge, yeah. as you know. I mean, you know, mentors are mm-hmm. everything. So mm-hmm. find the right teacher. And then I started to really just explore that genre of contemporary fingerstyle, and, you know, discovered all these other great people. And it's been a great journey. So that's kind of how I got going on it all.
Wow, you started late out of the gate, but you came out both feet on the ground and running, man.
Totally.
Wow. Now back up before you had that seminal moment with the Red Rocks video, okay?
Yeah.
Up to that time, what did you think you would want to be when you grew up?
I thought I'd want to be a child psychologist or a child therapist.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Oh, that adds a piece to this building block of your story here. Now, when you were, let's say, when you started into the guitar, and first off, who was your first teacher that you really thought made a difference for you?
Yeah, it was this classical guitar teacher in Boulder, Colorado named Kevin Gary. And I really took this seriously. Like, I interviewed 3 or 4 guitar teachers. I asked them to play for me. I wasn't just like, oh yeah, I'm just going to hire this dude who I saw on Craigslist, or I'm just going to go down to this, you know, guitar store and take lessons uh-huh. from whoever they hook me up with. I knew this was too important to just leave it to that. So I found Kevin, and the cool thing about Kevin was, you know, he was a classical guitarist, but he respected this genre and he dove into this genre with me. And he just supported me and encouraged me and went way above and beyond what most guitar teachers would do for their students. And, you know, he started to realize, like, okay, this dude's really taking this seriously. He's composing, he's practicing, he's coming mm-hmm. prepared, you know, he's making progress, he's performing. So we just had a great relationship. It was so awesome.
Well, hats off to Kevin Gary. Really mean that, because teachers and mentors are so important in our lives. So I want to make sure that we salute him. Thank you, Kevin, for this. Now, for you personally, when you were starting to play and really get into it, who were your biggest musical influences?
Well, definitely. I mean, definitely Michael Hedges. That was huge. Mm-hmm. But it was so interesting. I felt like I was into so many different guitarists, especially in that genre mm-hmm. of contemporary fingerstyle. But I usually only really honed in on a few of their pieces. Because uh-huh. for me, like, I thought the, like, Travis style, like, ripping through stuff, you know, like, kind of like Preston Reed or some of Alex Degrassi stuff, like, mm-hmm. super cool. Love it. And mm-hmm. what I really gravitated towards was the stuff that would breathe, you know? Mm. The stuff that would, like, allow space between notes and nice rubato where it would just slow down and like ease into the next section. And it wouldn't be this metronomic, super steady tempo. It would really be a little bit slower, mm-hmm. more mellow. It tended to mm-hmm. tug at my heartstrings more.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's what really got me going. So no matter what artist, and sure, like Alex Degrassi had some of those pieces that I totally gravitated towards. Mm-hmm. Will Ackerman, you know, folks mm-hmm. like that. But I would definitely always just hone in on those particular tracks. So that's kind of what I would do for my inspiration.
Very cool. And I love your descriptions. That's what I try to emote on the piano. No synchronized anything. No, I mean, it's calm, emotionally driven. Oh, just love your description on that. Now tell me, you start taking lessons with Kevin Gary. Okay. Yeah. Now let's fast forward to today. You're a Billboard top 10 artist, a guitarist, and a music therapist. How did you get from starting with Kevin to where you are today?
Well, it was cool because my undergrad was in psychology, right? I mentioned I mm-hmm. wanted to become a child therapist or a child psychologist. And I graduated with a BA in psychology, but there's only so much you can do with that. So I thought, okay, mm-hmm. man, let's start looking into grad programs. And that's mm-hmm. that's at the same time when I was becoming really passionate about the guitar and this style of music. Mm-hmm. So I started looking into programs. You know, I called so many different grad programs. I had this huge stack, like 3 feet high, of like pamphlets from all these different schools.
Nice.
And I got this one from this small little school in Boulder, Colorado called Naropa University. And uh-huh. they had this great counseling program, and it was combined with their music therapy program. And I thought, music therapy? What the hell is music therapy? I've never heard of that. I mean, come on. Yeah. I went to school for psychology and I've never heard of music therapy. But not a lot of people had heard of music therapy back then. So I looked into it and it just was the perfect fit because it combined my love for working with children with my passion for music and also my interest in the Eastern arts. Because this school mm-hmm. was founded by a Buddhist monk. And although there weren't too many Buddhists who actually went to the school, they had this amazing philosophy and this amazing curriculum, which included meditation. Like meditation for me was a required course, right? I would have gotten booted out of the program if I didn't go to my meditation class, which is so cool.
Yes, totally.
So it was the perfect fit, man. It just combined that interest in psychology with the love of music, love of working with mm-hmm. kids, and my interest in Eastern arts.
Wow, man, we are aligned on a number of things here. Mm. This is cool. So now, well, we have to talk. You're a music therapist, as I said. We'll get to the top 10 recording artists because I want a Billboard top 10 on that. Let's talk first. You have a new CD out called Soaring Together yeah. with Ryan Judd and Kristen Miller. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so this was... It was the follow-up to my previous album, which was An Open Sky, which I also did with Kristen, and is also nylon string guitar, which I love because it's just so much more warm and mellow in general mm-hmm. than like a steel mm-hmm. string. So mm-hmm. the nylon string finger style with Kristen working her magic on the cello. And that album, An Open Sky, was inspired by this music therapy work I did with this young girl. She was about 3.5 years old when I started working with her, who mm-hmm. had brain cancer. And we became super close. I mean, she was just my bud, you know, and I was working with her twice a week, an hour each session, you know, I just kind of became part of the family. And I worked for a couple of years. And when she passed, it was just, I had so much emotion inside me, so much pain and so much joy though, too. I mean, it was such a mix. Because reflecting back on the time we had together, I felt great joy, but of course the sorrow of her leaving was so painful. But then there was this relief, like, oh my God, she's finally free. You know, this girl had suffered enough. Like, just to think about it. I mean, I can't even think about it right now because I'll lose it. So, but she had suffered so much, and to finally know that she was free was so amazing. And from that experience, just all this music just poured out of me. I needed something to process the emotions, and it all poured out into an open sky. And so here I am, like, I just finished that album, you know, I finished promoting it and putting it out there to the world. And now I'm thinking about my next album, right? And I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to top that in terms of emotional content and my muse?
No kidding.
You know, I was just like, oh boy, what am I going to do for this one? And then I just thought, oh man, come on, dude, just compose a song for every loved one in your life. And so every song in the album, it's for someone. It's for my son, Wyatt. It's for my son, Evan. It's for my wife. It's for my mom, my dad, my brother, my in-laws, you know. And of course, there's a song on there for little Zoe, that girl who inspired the first album. Actually, the song I wrote for her is called Soaring Together. That's track 8. And it's also, of course, the name of the album, because I just felt like, she's free. She's soaring. She's not trapped in this body riddled with pain and trauma anymore. So it was really beautiful. And then, of course, the Soaring Together. I felt like Kristen Miller, the cellist, she knows that story intimately of my work with her. And Kristen is such a soulful person. And so us soaring together with our instruments to really pay homage to little Zoe and all that she went through and the freedom that she now has was really beautiful.
What a beautiful project. Oh my gosh. We're thrilled to have this on the River of Calm.
Oh, thank
you.
My
gosh. Let's talk for a second about your writing process for this. Did they just flow to you, or was it laborious, or a little at a time, or many notes of audio notes on your iPhone?
Yeah, it usually starts with a nugget, you know, just one little nugget. And you know how it is, the 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. I feel like is true for most compositions. Sometimes it just flows. But the tracks for the previous album, An Open Sky, and the tracks for this album, Soaring Together, they really did come together really nicely and beautifully. And it was just, you know, it was just one of those things where I would just sit down and I would start playing, and whatever I would play that would really just tug at my heartstrings. And usually I'd end up, you know, totally bawling while I'm like composing and trying to like jot stuff down. And, you know, I mean, it's so cliche, but I swear it's just like that whole like teardrops on your guitar, you know? So it was just, that's where I knew like, oh, this is where this piece needs to go. And so the songs came together pretty quickly, and then Chris and I, you know, rehearsed them, and we got the parts all dialed in, and then we, you know, we were lucky enough to record with Tom Eaton, who is the sound engineer for Will Ackerman and Imaginary Road Studio and all the amazing projects that they take on. And I was crazy. It was so cool because here I am, like, this Tom lives like 30 minutes from me. You know,
and kidding.
It's crazy. And to be able to record literally with one of the best people probably in the world for this specific genre of music, and to know he was like 30 minutes away from me, and a great friend of Kristen Miller, the cellist, it was just like, it was too easy. It was like meant to be, you know.
The universe was smiling down on you. Well, wow.
For sure.
Oh, this is great. Now, with this body of work of Soaring Together, all of these pieces are for somebody, and how do you narrow it down? But for right now and for today, can you tell me what is your favorite song at the moment?
At the moment, and it does change, but at the moment, it is A Child's Wonder. And that was just, you know, I've got my little boy, Evan. He was about 2 years old. This was about a year ago. Well, that was in the mm-hmm. winter. It was in September. And we have this beautiful open space, this huge majestic field right by our house. And it was one of those like daddy and son days where my wife had our other boy and it was just Evan and I, you know, and I tossed him in the backpack and we walked out to the field and then we were kind of running around the field and we sat down and then there was these grasshoppers everywhere just crawling through the tall grass and we just kind of mm-hmm. sat there in the sun under blue skies in this majestic setting, just with wonder and awe watching these little grasshoppers. It was like the first time he had probably ever really played around with grasshoppers before, you know, and it was just this majestic moment of being immersed in nature. And I started to get a glimpse and to start to remember what it is like to look at the world with fresh eyes and a beginner's mind.
Beautiful. And this is a beautiful song. So while we're here, let's take a listen to A Child's Wonder by Ryan Judd and Kristen Miller.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful song. That's A Child's Wonder on Soaring Together with Ryan Judd and Kristen Miller. And you can hear it here on the River of Calm. But where else can you get this music, Ryan?
Yeah, it's streaming out there worldwide right now. You know, I have the two singles as of today. I have Innocence Lost and A Child's Wonder already streaming. And then February 26th, the whole album will be released. And again, on all streaming platforms. And
iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Well, we're glad to have you. Hey, tell me. If people want to know more about you, tell us your website.
Yeah, ryanjuddmusic.com.
Cool. Well, that's easy enough on that.
Yeah.
Very cool. And we're thrilled to have you on here. And your music so fits our vibe of the River of Calm.
Cool.
Providing calming music to a stressed out world. Mm. And we really believe it, too, that music can be healing. And that's where I want to talk about your music therapy career. Tell me, do you firsthand, I assume you see benefits?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I work on so many different types of goals with my clients. Most of my clients right now are actually young adults and adults with special needs. Most of them are on the autism spectrum. I used to work way more with kids, young kids, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Elementary school, middle school. But it's so funny because as I've worked with these kids, I mean, some of these kids I've worked with for more than 10 years continuously. And so I started with them when they were like 9 and now they're like 19. Or wow. I started with them when they're like 12 and now they're 22. So it's just so funny because I, you know, I used to primarily specialize in children and now almost all my clients are young adults and adults. So the goals have shifted. I used to work much more on speech and communication goals and gross motor and fine motor skill goals, behavioral, academic, social. So like, for example, you know, if I was working with a child with autism and they were working on making a verbal request saying, I want drum. Let's keep it simple, right? Then I would write a song, like custom write a song just for them that we would sing about asking for a drum and making requests. And it was cool because they would get that repetition, you know, I want the drum. Oh, I want the drum. I say I want, you know, and you'd get this crazy repetition without the money. Right?
Yeah.
Repetition without the monotony. One of the beautiful things about music therapy, another amazing part of it is you're working with these individuals and you're asking them to push themselves. You're asking them to challenge themselves, to do things that are uncomfortable and unfamiliar. Hey, man, if you try to do that and you haven't built up a strong trust and a foundation of support, the therapeutic relationship, if you will, with this child or this individual, good luck, man. Good luck working on those tough. They're going to be like, forget you. I'm not doing that. I had better things to do. But if you build up that trust and that support, the magic happens. And what's one of the best ways to build up that trust and rapport is to join them in music. I mean, you know the feeling. You know the feeling, and it doesn't happen that often, but you know the feeling of when you get together with a musician and you're jamming or playing or composing or rehearsing, or you're in a choir and you're singing, and that magic happens where everything's gelling, everything's synced up, and it's just this kind of unspoken experience that it's really hard to put into words. But at the core, what's happening is a really beautiful uniting of souls and coming together with these other beings through the music. And that happens on a soul level, but it also happens on a neurological level. And there's all these amazing neurological studies that show what hormones are released in the brain when you actively participate in music with someone. And a lot of those, like cuddling, bonding type mother and child hormones, where a mom looks into her, gazes into her baby's eyes and sings, like that's the same thing that's happening when I'm working with a client and we're joining together in the magic of music. So that is the foundation of my work. And then we're working on all those other goals. And lately it's been cool because working with some of my adult clients, anxiety, man, anxiety is so pervasive in almost any client I've ever worked with. And it's so cool at this point to be able to do some guided relaxations with my clients, guided relaxations to music, of course.
Wow.
Custom write songs about taking deep breaths when they're feeling stressed or anxious. And I never make them, right? So like I put into the lyrics very specific situations which trigger their anxiety. So I personalize it. We practice it. We work it out. It's really cool.
Wow, this is amazing to hear this and things that we know. Yes, neurologically, there are similarities, definitely. And I props to you for even working with children, let's say, who are on the spectrum, the autism spectrum. You can see where music also helps normalize them just a little bit, and they're not trapped in their own world, but can be with you in a common bond of music. I've seen that many times and just have goosebumps hearing your description of this. Now, we know how to get a hold of you for your website, but how do we get a hold of you for music therapy?
Yeah, that's a different website. It's therhythmtree.com.
Wow.
And if anyone else out there knows how to spell rhythm, I'm impressed. I kind of shot myself in the foot with that one, Ed. Rhythm, R-H-Y-T-H-M, and then tree, like a tree with leaves, therhythmtree.com.
Very cool. And yeah. And you have our highest props and honor for doing what you're doing, helping humanity with music. Now, let's take this overarching. You've got your recording career. You've got your music therapy career. And but before we do, one other thing. You're a top 10 Billboard recording artist. Tell me about that.
Crazy. That was so crazy. That was so much fun. So with An Open Sky, yeah, I had done a lot of promotion. I just feel like part of my calling and part of my purpose is to touch as many lives as I can. Mm-hmm. And I feel very privileged to have the resources to be able to do that. And I feel like it's my duty. And so I hit it, man. I work really hard on putting that album out there in Open Sky and, you know, promoting it through various channels. And I think that through certain channels that I promoted it, like through Amazon, that it just triggered Billboard's top 10 New Age albums chart, and I was on there for 56 weeks, man.
Look at you go,
crazy.
Ryan.
Crazy. I know. It's crazy. I check it every week. I was like, damn, I'm still on there. That's fun.
How cool is that? Yeah, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. So now, with being a Billboard top 10 recording artist, your music career and your recording career overarching all this musically, what are you most proud of?
Man, it's like when I hear from someone how they used my music in a deep and profound way. You know, the other, just a few weeks ago, I got this music therapist friend of mine who reached out to me and said, you know, Ryan, I've been using some of your music with some of my bereavement clients. So she works in bereavement and hospice. Mostly hospice, but obviously working with, you know, the emotions of bereavement. So one of her hospice clients, she was using this music, and this client of hers just, I don't know, had a really special connection to the music and basically made it known to the music therapist and her family that, you know, she wanted to pass. She wanted to move on from this life while listening to my music. And she also was wondering if I would be able to make a little recording for her, a little personalized something. And I was like, oh my God, of course, you know, that goes way up on the priority list. So I pushed everything aside and I sat down and I was in the middle of composing the songs for soaring together. And so the only person who had heard two of these songs was my mom, right? Because I always like just make a quick little like recording at home and I'll like send it to my mom. And
nice.
She always gives me lots of love and encouragement, of course. So, so I like said in the video, I'm like, now, just so you know, the only other person who's heard these songs is my mom, but I'm going to play them for you right now. So super sweet to like be able to share new music and just connect with this person who I knew that my music was really helping give her a little bit of peace in her final days.
You know, there, I don't think there is any higher honor as a musician to be able to escort and comfort somebody who is at the end of life. I really mean that. Similarly, my mom was in hospice and I was I'm the only kid left. So I was there with her and I streamed the River of Calm music in a dark room, and it was almost surreal.
Wow.
Just the effect of it. Of course, she lasted like 2 or 3 days. So I also streamed her top 10 hits of 1941 when she was in high school too, to just send her out in style. But great job for you, Ryan. You are on the front lines of helping humanity here. Wow. I really mean that. So now, if you had one musical wish, what would it be?
Yeah, I would just say, I would wish for millions of people to find some peace through my music.
Nice.
And not even to like even know, like, I don't even care if they like, oh, that's Ryan Judd. Whatever, man. That ain't the point. The point is I'd like for them to discover somehow my music, whether they know it's me or they're just listening to some playlist, but just to have that moment of peace, because I find like that's so challenging to find these days. And if my music can bring someone to a place of peace, even for a moment, man, you know, even for a second, like that's would be the greatest honor.
Well, we're going to help you with that, with being on the River of Calm. We are at least in 168 countries. We have listeners. So somebody somewhere that you will never know will benefit and love what's coming from your soul. Congratulations. Now, just because we wish we had millions of dollars and we were going to buy one billboard for you, just one billboard that we're going to replicate across the country with your message on it, what would this billboard say?
Man, I think it would say, I would just say it would go within. You know?
Nice.
I feel like so many, all of us, right? All of us are just so motivated by the external world and so pulled into the external world. And we go to the external world to find peace and to find relaxation. But, I mean, you know that old saying, it's like, wherever you go, there you are. If you bring your stressed out, you know, pessimistic self on vacation and you're in the Bahamas, well, guess what, man? That experience is going to be tainted by your inner world. So and we all have these challenges to face, and you know, it's a daily practice. That's why they call it a practice, right, man? You know that.
Amen.
It's a meditation practice. It's a mindfulness practice. It's a Qigong practice. Whatever is your path, it's a yoga practice. You know, whatever is your path towards a little more self-introspection and realizing and finding that stillness within, that's a beautiful thing.
Well said, Ryan Judd. That's amazing. And there you have it. A behind-the-scenes look at music therapist, guitarist, and Billboard Top 10 recording artist, Ryan Judd. Now, we also want to thank teacher Kevin Gary. We want to thank your mom and your wife and your kids.
Yes.
We do. And we want to thank Zoe, the little girl who you helped. And we want to check out Ryan's music, Soaring Together, with Ryan Judd and Kristen Miller. And also your first CD, An Open Sky, which was the Billboard Top 10 New Age for 50-some weeks.
Amen.
Very cool on that. And lastly, let's make sure we see those websites. We'll put them in the show notes. RyanJuddMusic.com and TheRhythmTree.com, correct?
You got it, Ed.
Hey, Ryan, it's been a pleasure. And I'm your host, Ed Basil. for the River of Calm, which is music to soothe your soul. And may the calm be with you.